Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
8:14, another beautiful day. Yesterday was one of those days when you went outside, it was though you had the television on Vivid. Everything was just brighter and greener and clearer and sharper and enjoy. Today, it's going to be a little bit warmer than it was yesterday, but still nice, and eventually it'll be hot and humid, but enjoy it while we can. Christy Trail joins us, Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy. Yesterday was Earth Day. It's Love the Boot Week. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Great. Happy day after Earth Day.
Yep. I was just thinking, you know, in preparation of you coming on, I can remember in school, in grammar school, learning about the Sierra Club, and that was the first time I'd ever really thought about conservation and how you can't just use up everything you have. And I know that may sound dumb, and I guess it might have been fifth grade or something, but do you think people today still get that message or not, that you got to care for where you live and the environment and so forth?
I do. I think it's getting out there more so than it was back when, you know, we were in high school. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk a little bit about what you said earlier and your use of plastic over the past week.
Yeah, let me tell you. And look, I'm tempted to tweet a picture of it, but I'm not, because I'm going to wait until it's a week, and I am embarrassed. And I sent Jordan Fiegel, a producer, a picture of it. It is a patio table full of plastic bottles that I used, and this is just since Thursday, and I am ashamed of myself for this. I really am. Talk about it, Christy. Go ahead. And you can berate me as much as you want, because I'm ashamed of myself. I had no idea.
No, I won't do that. I do think, though, that kind of shines a light on the issue we deal with today in the 21st century. You know, back, you know, in the 70s when the Earth Movement was really getting going and Earth Day started, and even EPA was founded in the 70s, you know, we did talk a lot about litter. But still, the materials we were using back then, most of them were made of paper. And you look today, a lot of the materials we use today are made of plastic. And it has created a bigger problem for us because that's harder to break down in the environment. I don't think litter for a lot of people is really intentional. Sometimes it just happens, you know, the wind blows, there's not a lid on the trash can. You know, sometimes it rains a little bit here and trash cans get knocked over with the high rising waters. So sometimes, you know, litter is incidental, but nonetheless, the material that ends up on the ground these days is much more made up of plastic, unfortunately.
I know you didn't come on and talk about this, but I would think you might have a working knowledge of it when it comes to recycling plastics. And look, I would challenge everybody listening right now, take a bag and save every plastic bottle that you use for a week, just so you get a handle, so you get an idea of how much you realize, because I realized how much garbage I was putting out, and I didn't realize why, but now I do because of the plastic that's in there, and it's astounding. When it comes to plastic recycling, and again, Christy, you didn't come on to talk about that, but have we made any real progress when it comes to that?
We have. I mean, I think at the end of the day, there's got to be a use for that recycled, reused material. And I think industry is finding new innovative ways to put that plastic to use in a second life. So things like rugs, carpets, even clothing, some of the synthetic like fleeces are made from recycled plastic bottles. But that doesn't mean every plastic has a use that can be used for something practical like that. So it is tricky to make sure you have, you know, kind of the quote unquote right plastic. But we do see some manufacturers now with plastic bottles, even things like ballpoint pens are made from recycled materials. So I do encourage all of your listeners to think about that. Sometimes it's really hard to avoid using plastic, right? Like even shampoo bottles, like it's just not offered in a different type of packaging. But if you can look at the packaging and see what it's made from, if it does have recycled plastic content, that is helping. It's helping the environment. It's helping to keep new plastic from being generated, and it's putting that recycled plastic to use.
And the other thing I'm suggesting, you know, I'm not trying to save the world here or anything, but just to build awareness, just to realize how much plastic you go through, because I was shocked. I really was. It blew my mind. And I live alone. I don't have I'm family living, just me. And it was, man. Let's talk about litter getters and the lake. And even before that, before he gets to the litter getter, what people need to understand about what gets into the lake and what gets in the waterways and plastics and pollution.
Yes. So
I guess waterborne garbage is what I'm talking about.
In Louisiana, yes, most of it is waterborne. Yeah. It's a really timely topic. I heard you talking earlier about Love the Boot Week. So for your listeners that aren't aware, we are currently in Love the Boot Week. It kicks off with Earth Day this year, which is really exciting. And that's a statewide initiative to really focus on litter awareness, litter prevention, and try to get everybody out there picking up litter. You know, in this part of our region, in New Orleans, Jefferson Parish, because we're so close, you know, surrounded by water, when it rains, that stormwater goes into our drainage system, into drainage canals, and all that stormwater goes directly into Lake Pontchartrain. All throughout the New Orleans area, in Jefferson Parish on the East Bank, it goes into Lake Pontchartrain. And that stormwater is not treated. It just goes in, regular old stormwater flowing straight into the lake. So anything we can do to try to prevent litter that's on the ground, getting into our waterways, obviously it not only prevents litter from getting into the lake, sometimes it might help our drainage too, right? So if we can keep that litter out of our storm drains, it'll help the water flow a little better. But ultimately, if there is any litter on the ground and it rains heavily and that water washes into a storm drainage canal or any sort of storm drain, it will end up in Lake Pontchartrain. And then that material will have a long life in the water. It will degrade over time with the sun into small pieces, and then it's consumed by birds and fish, the clams that live in the bottom of the lake. And so that can be harmful to them. And so that's what we're ultimately trying to avoid, is to protect our environment all around Lake Pontchartrain.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. I had an idea, Christy. Run this over in your mind, okay? Plastics are made from oil and gas, right? Petrochemicals, they came from the ground. So I'm thinking, why not get these things, compact them down to solid blocks. I mean, like melt them down to solid blocks and then use them where we have subsidence, because if they're not going to decompose, then you think that they would be some kind of sturdy fill material, right? Or not?
They could potentially be. I think I think some other countries are actually trying that.
Oh, well, I didn't say it. Well, I didn't get it from them, but it just seemed like something that would work. It's like, well, why don't we mold these things into blocks and then use them to fill instead of landfills and so forth? All right, 821, more when we come back. Any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
8:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Christy Trail, Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy, talking about these litter getters that help catch trash and litter and keep it from going into Lake Pontchartrain and then into the Gulf. And where are these things and where can we see them, Christy? And was one stolen in the Morrison Road Canal? Is that what I'm saying?
That is correct. So we work with a company called Osprey Initiative, and they have a device that they are able to place in our storm drainage canals to capture litter to prevent it from getting into the lake. So it's great for us to see kind of a preventative measure, you know, if there is litter on the ground and it does rain, like we know it does here, to have a device that can capture that material in the storm drainage canal before it gets to the lake. And the other great benefit of being able to do that is it provides us a little bit of data and a little bit of a way to do some analysis. So what type of litter are we seeing in what types of canals? You know, is it just strictly plastic bottles, or is it maybe a group of basketballs that ran off from the playground? Like, what types of things are we seeing? And then we can try to find ways to prevent it from getting in the storm drainage canal in the first place. So we have one in Jefferson Parish. You are correct. We had one in Orleans Parish out in New Orleans East in the Morrison Canal. At the end of last year, we went out to go check it and see what it had collected, and it was gone. So our only assumption can be that somebody wanted to put it to a different use.
For what? The scrap metal? What else? I mean, that's crazy.
It is. It is a little bit crazy. Kind of one of those maybe only in New Orleans moments. But, yes, my guess is that because there is a metal contraption in there, it almost looks like a little basket turned on its side, and that's where the material sits until we're able to go empty it out, that potentially somebody saw some value in that metal.
I'm trying to get an idea of scale. How big are these things?
Well, they can range in any size, and as you know, the storm drainage canals here that we have are also come in all sizes. Mm-hmm. So at New Orleans East, it's a grass-lined canal that's pretty small. It's maybe about, 30 feet across, and so this has the device is a rubber, boom, if you will, that goes across the entire canal. But in the middle of it is a metal basket that has a little trap to maintain the litter. And it flows with the flow of water. So it doesn't block any water from getting out. It just collects the trash, and then the water can keep flowing through.
What kind of things are you finding in there?
Well, so interesting, this kind of goes back to our earlier conversation. We do see a lot of plastic materials that collect in there. So we sort that out working, again, with Osprey, on the material that we see. So sometimes we see a little vegetation, right? So we kind of take that, put that to the side. We do see some degraded material, paper cups, paper bags from fast food, some plastic bags. We're not able to recycle that, unfortunately. But there is some material that we do collect, such as plastic bottles, that we are able to recycle. So we do set that aside and bring it to a recycling facility.
I see the solar-powered robot or whatever they have in Baltimore, where it's kind of like a paddle wheeler that picks up the debris or the plastic or garbage, waterborne garbage. That wouldn't work here?
Well, we have been looking at some options to do in Lake Pontchartrain and the Baltimore Harbor. It doesn't appear that the water gets as turbulent as it does in Lake Pontchartrain on occasion. So when we've talked to some vendors, they're like, well, essentially, like, Pontchartrain is like open ocean because the water can just rise up on a whim and the waves can get pretty high. So they haven't quite found a contraption that will work with the waves and the tides in Lake Pontchartrain yet. But something, hopefully, we think is coming.
Bottom line, you throw it on the street, it's going to wind up in a canal, it's going to get in a lake, and then get in a gulf, and don't do any of that.
Yeah, help us out. Help us out by keeping litter off the ground. And, you know, just think twice. When you have a material at home and you've, you know, completed that, you know, use all that material, whether it's a ketchup bottle or a shampoo bottle, think about the best way to put that material to use. Maybe you have a pickle jar that you can save in the back and just put some extra nails in rather than trying to find a way to throw it away. So think about a different use for those materials. Try to reuse containers where you can. When you go to the coffee shop, bring your own reusable cup and help us keep all that litter out of the waterways to keep our waterways clean.
Thank you, Christy. Appreciate your time and your efforts. And, you know, people might want to help themselves a little bit, too, and maybe quit stealing the litter getters and quit stealing the copper out of the streetlights and quit being a jerk. Thank you.
Also that.
Yeah, that, too. We'll take a break. You're welcome. When we come back, we'll talk about Hollywood South. Right now, time for WWL First News.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.